Welcome back to another episode of Mebbin' on the Mic. It's 2024, and we want to wish you all a happy new year. Time to start working on those resolutions and making yourself a better and happier version of you. Today, I am joined by Barbara Hollerman, and she is the Executive Director of the Downtown Mebbin Development Corporation. Barbara, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kelly.
So it's the start of the new year, and I'm sure the DMDC, which is how you guys abbreviate Downtown Mebbin Development Corporation, I'm sure you guys have a lot of exciting new initiatives and programs you wanted to put into practice for this year. Considering that last year we were just named a Main Street America city and community, what are some exciting new things that are coming for 2024? What would you like to tell us about?
Well, thanks for asking, Kelly. We actually are getting ready to do some planning with our board. We have, just as you said, come off of last year when we were designated as a Main Street community. This year, we're looking to really expand the organizational capacity of our Main Street program. And what that means is we want to get lots and lots and lots of people involved. And that can be everything from just volunteering with us for one day, or it can mean being on a committee where you're working on some of the projects with us. It can mean groups coming together doing things. It can mean individuals, so many different places that we have for folks, because we have a lot of projects that we almost had more projects than we could ever get to, because everyone is just so eager to get to work on some things. But we're looking at creating some seating areas downtown. We want people to be able to just kind of come and enjoy sitting with friends and family. We're looking at murals and other public art to bring that into the program this year. We're looking at things that are like Main Street staples, which are like walking tours and building markers, and also some more cultural events so that you'll have more experiences when you come downtown. So all those things we're looking at planning for this year, and we're looking for volunteers to help us pull all those things together.
Now that sounds really exciting for those people who would like to volunteer, whether that's by joining a committee or just coming out and helping out for the day. How do they go about doing that?
We're actually going to have what we're calling a community forum on February 27th. That's a Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And that will be at 5th and Washington, the event venue near the Buffalo Lanes Bowling Center. And what we want to do that night is really get a lot of the information about who we are and what we're doing out there. It'll be an opportunity for people to just drop by and find out more about it. And we'll be promoting a lot of this in the next several weeks. But they can find out what kind of projects we're looking at, ask questions, get to know our board. So that's really going to be one of the big things that we do. But then we also want to start talking to individual groups in the community that are doing things. There's a lot of opportunities for partnerships. We started some of that last year. We want to continue to do that. But that big event on Tuesday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the 5th and Washington venue. We're looking forward to having everybody come out for that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys should get a big turnout. I feel like since the DMDC has been named a Main Street community, you guys have really gotten more people to get active and involved with helping out, planning stuff for the community. Is that an accurate assumption?
Yeah, it's funny. There are so many groups already doing things that really dovetail very nicely with what we want to do. I think a lot of what we have is just to get everyone working together and really taking events that are already happening and maybe broadening them, and also looking for opportunities to fill in with some other events and some other projects that maybe are on people's minds, but no one's really taken the lead for that. So wherever we can make the biggest impact, I think, is where we're looking to do so.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, you know, since you've been in your role for over a year now, what programs or activities have you found have been the most successful?
I think, again, I have just been amazed at how many high quality projects are already going on, whether they're from the city, the downtown folks doing events and things like that. There seems to be no end to the energy and the ideas that are coming forward. So I think a lot of it has just been getting to know folks that are representing different groups, getting to know the community, and finding out where we can work together to bring projects forward. I love the art side of it. I love the history side of it. And the history is something we've been working with the Historical Museum. And and there are so many opportunities to do things with them. And again, that's been very rewarding because, again, that's the history of the area. That's always a big part of a Main Street program, is bringing that out and sharing that.
And Mebane is not lacking for history. I can tell you that one.
Absolutely.
So you had mentioned that you guys are in charge of finding new murals or artists to be put up to do the murals. How exactly does that work? I've always been very curious. I love the murals that we currently have downtown, but can anybody reach out to you all and be like, hey, I have this great idea, I would love to put it up, and then you guys give the yes or no, or how does the process play out?
Well, there's a role for our organization to play. There is also a city process, so it is something that the city ultimately needs to review it and get their stamp of approval on it. But one of the things that we talked about last year that we'll continue to work in on this year is to do a series of murals that are their train tunnel murals. This is an idea that Steve Kranz, who's with Junction on 70 and El Martino's, came up with, but getting different artists to do an interpretation of a common theme, and we wanted to do that one. So that's one thing that we'll be doing, a call to artists for that. There's also an opportunity that we're discussing right now. There's an organization called Legacy North Carolina, and they have a project to do 100 murals in the 100 counties of North Carolina. And we've been approached if we want to be a part of that. And of course we do. So that's actually a very neat project where the community gets to participate in some of the painting of that mural if we ultimately go in that direction. So projects like that, I think, are just aspects of that. If there are other opportunities, other artists that have ideas for that, I think they can come to us. We'll work with them. We'll talk to the city about the, you know, and certainly the property owner for that particular building. But we're ripe with opportunities for more public art downtown.
I agree. I definitely see a couple more walls that I think we can make a little bit more beautiful with some artwork splashed on there.
Absolutely.
Not that the brick look doesn't look fantastic, because it does. But, you know, everybody loves a little pop of color. Absolutely. Makes you happier.
Absolutely.
So, Barbara, last year, what were some of the biggest challenges or things that you thought could use some work in 2024?
I think some of the things that take longer, we were not able to get as far along on. And some of those are building rehabs. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of empty upstairs of some of our buildings, historic buildings downtown. And there's opportunities for us to work with those property owners, to work with some programs to help them bring those buildings into use so they're not sitting vacant. So things like that are going to take some time. We did have a project where we had a consultant come in and look at a building, and he created a pro forma for us, and we learned some things in the process about historic tax credits and things like that. So I think knowing that we have a lot of opportunity with those spaces and looking at what's the best way to get some momentum going with that is something that we want to continue to concentrate on this year. But again, it does take a while to get those things going.
Yeah, no, I have noticed that there are a lot of empty spaces up above there. So that is very fascinating. You know, it would be awesome to see what we could do to turn those into new shops, buildings, stores, anything, you name it. Also, I thought some of those places would be a really cool apartment.
Absolutely. One of downtown's strategies is always to have more people living downtown. And thankfully, with the district on Washington, with the lofts, you know, we're going to have more people. But yeah, some of those spaces might be appropriate for apartments. Others could be retail, could be restaurant of some kind. So again, I think trying to understand the tools that we have available and work with those property owners to see what their vision is for their property. And if they have the need for assistance, we want to help guide them through that process.
So with April quickly approaching, I mean, we're already almost done with January and it'll be here before you know it. What part are you all playing this year? And by you all, I mean the Downtown Mebane Development Corporation. What is your role this year with the Dogwood Festival?
Again, that's, of course, Mebane Business Association. Mm-hmm. We are a part of Mebane Business Association. We're a member of that. We're there to support it. We know that is one of the premier events for Downtown Mebane. Some of the things that we're doing too is we're working with getting some advertising in Our State magazine, and we have a billboard now on 40. So what we want to do is if we can help promote some of these events such as Dogwood that are already going on and have people not only there for the event but want to come back. Hey, I want to come back and bring, you know, my family. There's a lot of great shops. There's a lot of great restaurants. We want to create those sorts of impressions with them. So we're certainly going to be there to support MBA with that event. But I think the sky's the limit, really, in how we can leverage these events a little more going forward.
Mm-hmm. So, Barbara, what is currently going on, or what can people expect to take place downtown in the upcoming months?
Well, we've got a lot of new businesses that have either just launched or are coming around. Of course, the Martino family, when they retired, the Kranz family's taken over Martino's with very little changes. They're looking to do a few tweaks to it, but that's certainly been a great thing that's been going on lately. Impulsive Creativity is undergoing a renovation right now. They have Kat Mathias and her husband, David. They have a vision to have more classes there, art classes. So when that reopens, they'll have that. We have a great former food truck, Fat Man. His barbecue is a new business going into Buffalo Lanes, and that's called Pig Pen by Fat Man. He doesn't have it open just yet, but he is so close. We're looking forward to that, having that in that space.
And that will be taking over for Sistas Full of Flava. That will no longer be inside the bowling alley, correct?
That is correct, yes. So that will be the new restaurant there, and we know he's got a great following, so that should be a wonderful experience there.
What is the DMDC's goal for this summer? Like, are there any big programs you guys want to try out this year? I know last year we got the first ever beer garden to get going, and that saw a really good turnout. A lot of people really liked that. Are you guys going to try and initiate that again this year, or are you going to try any new programs or activities, or is this everybody to just tune in and see because there are exciting things happening that we can't speak on just yet?
Yeah, that's kind of somewhere where we are right now. Of course, we've got an idea of some things that we want to bring downtown that would be in place this summer. Again, just think opportunities to kind of hang out with your friends and spend some time, but we're a little premature on some of that, but we're looking to have some good news to announce maybe in the next several months or so.
And for people who would like to know what's going on, where should they go to see these announcements?
Yes, you can find all our upcoming events on our website. So that is visitdowntownmebane.com. Also, our Facebook and Instagram, we have events that we promote on those as well. So yeah, lots and lots of opportunities to see things coming up. We also have magnets in some of the stores that have a QR code. So you can pop that on your refrigerator. You're always going to be able to find out something going on downtown because there's so much going on downtown on any given weekend and now during the week as well.
That's a really good idea. I've never thought about doing a QR code for a magnet and picking it up. I really like that idea. Mm-hmm. That was clever. Do y'all have any events coming up? Because Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, the downtown shops are doing something called the Cupid Shuffle again this year. That's on Friday, February 9th. From 5 to 8. And so that's a great opportunity for some later night shopping with girlfriends, with friends in general. Lots of great pop-ups and drinks and things like that. Just fun stuff that would make that an enjoyable start to your Valentine's Day weekend coming up.
That sounds really fun. Anything with Cupid Shuffle, dancing, anything like that, and just getting together with your friends is always a really good time.
Absolutely.
Or at least in my opinion, you know?
Absolutely.
Love a good dancer too. So what is your goal? Where do you see Mebane and the DMDC 10 years from now down the road? What would you like for it to look like?
I think every space that we have is just fully being used. We have, like right now, we have some spaces that, oh, they have so much potential. So I just love to see all those spaces really coming into their own. People downtown all hours of the day enjoying things, people visiting for the first time, people who live here wanting to be downtown just to celebrate everyday occasions. So really just a great mix of shops. I think we've got such a great foundation right now and just building on that and adding more pops of color, like you said, with murals, with experiences that we have, and just being surrounded really with the history of the area, whether that's the buildings with, you know, facelifts, bringing them back to the original time, markers on the buildings, tours, all that kinds of stuff, but just a really energized space that is known throughout the area, but also throughout North Carolina as one of the places to go.
Do you see downtown ever potentially getting a rooftop restaurant or anything like that right along Clay Street? Because I, for one, would definitely be coming often.
I think that's something that it's ripe for that. I mean, it's just fun hanging out in something like that. But if you're right next to the tracks there, I think, and just this community in general, it would just be the perfect fit. So I don't think it'll be too long before that's in place as well.
Y'all heard it here first. We said it first. I get credit for this. No, but thank you so much, Barbara. It's been great having you on today. And for everybody, to find out what events are going on in downtown Mebane or what opportunities are coming up, please visit the Downtown Mebane Development Corporation website at visitdowntownmebane.com. They also have an Instagram page as well, and they are on Facebook. Well, thank you so much. We hope you all have a wonderful 2024 and have a happy Valentine's Day holiday.
Thank you so much, Kelly.